Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
In a medical malpractice, our Army will fight like hell for you. Just dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Pound law, that's all. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Mattresses and Furniture is where you know you are always going to save between 50 and 80% off mattresses and furniture every single day of the week. Our man, Michael Zellner, has been in the business for over 18 years, and through that time, he has earned the trust of his customers. That's why he's got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and why he's been voted Memphis' most best mattress store by a reader of the Commercial Appeal for 4 years in a row.
Well, you should have earned your trust by now, because you're paying the best price in Memphis for mattress and furniture. John said 50 to 80% off retail store prices already. Over at Sleepy Z's, you're going to get an additional 10% off. When you mention you heard this on Jason and John, mention anyone, mention your favorite show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Michael's cool like that. He's going to get you that 10% off. So you're going to sleep real, real good, real well on that mattress. They're located over 2790 Kirby Whitten Road. I suggest you get over there. It's in Bartlett at the corner of Summer Avenue next to Hollywood Feet. Or you can check out the selection over at sleepyzzzs.com if you want to do your homework. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be the best price in town. Get on over there. Mention you heard it on the Jason and John Show. And be happy. Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
The checks are rolling in. Jermaine Smith said, downtown Bruno looking ass. Who doesn't appreciate a good downtown Bruno reference? And I kind of see it. There's no question. So we're gonna do this. We didn't plan on it. Was not the idea. This is very special. This is a very special thing. We want to preserve the sanctity.
Like
of
when
it.
It's organic, though.
But sometimes there are just things that happen, and there are developments that take place that you just cannot ignore.
Jeffrey did this to himself.
Unfortunately, and I want to also be clear about this. I think in the interest of full transparency. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was Jeffrey Wright's tweet last week at the Bluff? Did it help sway your decision to do this at 1 o'clock?
Yes.
Oh. Jason felt like Jeffrey kind of came with the king.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was slick check. It was slick checking. If he tagged me, then I'd say okay, I give him a little bit more right. Yeah. I mean, John even made the point. He didn't tag me. It was subtweeting. Slick. I wouldn't have seen it if John didn't send it to me. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's slick checking.
Would you be
now? You're gonna be on the other side of it today.
Would you be open to being checked on
as a willing participant
later on down the road? Maybe in the 2020 Olympics, would you be willing to be checked?
Maybe an old picture of me right now. There's really not much you can check about a 42-year-old man doesn't know how to work his garage door. Not really much you can check at all about me.
And there's a whole city to pick from too.
Right, that's a good point. We got a lot of candidates.
You know, I mean, we obviously went with you to initiate you into the show, and we're going with Jeffrey because. Frankly, Jeffrey opened himself up to it.
Yeah, no question.
But we can't just get in the business of asking permission every time. You know, Do you think Jim Rome gets permission?
Oh no.
You know, come on. Like
no.
I mean, we're nice to ask for permission. Let's be clear about this.
Don't have to.
Yeah. Let's do the rundown.
Now it's the rundown presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right. The Los Angeles Lakers are back, ladies and gentlemen. At least they are trying to be. They've got LeBron. We know that. They've got Anthony Davis. We know that. We know that. Yesterday, towards the end of our show, they made a deal with the Wizards, which, by the way, has Rob Pelinka, has he validated himself in all of this?
Let's get to that in a minute. Did you see Magic's tweet? I'll get to it. Go right ahead.
Yeah, but he made some moves, got a third team involved in the Wizards, and cleared some cap room. Now the Lakers have about $32 million in cap space. Obviously, that gives them the room to go pursue a third guy in this 2019 version of the Big Three. Now, listen, I got questions. If you think about the Miami Big Three, you had LeBron James absolutely at his apex, no questions asked. You had Dwayne Wade at his apex, and you had Chris Bosh, who gets, crapped on for some reason, but the guy was an 11-time All-Star.
LeBron's apex might have been comeback from 3-1, but I'm not going to argue too hard that point, but go right ahead.
His apex lasted a long time.
I'm with you.
It was not like a 2-year apex. It was like a 7-year apex.
Right, yeah. Small detail.
Yes. But beyond those three, every year, right, they had Ray Allen. Mm-hmm. They had Mike Miller.
Mm-hmm.
They had Mario Chalmers.
Key role guys.
They had guys who sort of at the I don't even say at the margins. I mean, these were big time contributors, and they were willing to go to Miami for less to try to win a championship. They did that. Is there a Mike Miller or a Ray Allen out there that they can get, to come to LA for less money? I don't know. I don't think JJ Redick's going to do it.
You might.
Maybe. If they get JJ Redick, then we're in business.
Want to win a title? Like that's the kind of shooting that's the kind of bench depth I think you need to have. And in this case, it's not bench depth; it's just depth. But again, that's if they miss out on a Kawhi, a real chance to sort of cement this thing with that $32 million. Then you go spend it on the good ones. Like I would say Redick, and I would think he'd be willing to take a little less to jump on what appears to be a championship outfit. Absolutely. So I'm not going to cry for the Lakers at all if they miss out on a Kawhi. They're gonna have a lot of options. I do find it a little bit funny that Magic was tweeting after this all gets done, wow, what a trade and big move by Genie and Rob to clear $32 million in cap space. That's with an exclamation point, as you expect from Magic Johnson. This move puts the Lakers in play for all of the free agents. I can't wait until Sunday. It's going to be exciting. That's after he tried to firebomb this thing and basically say you can't trust Pelinka. It's amazing what the Lakers have still been able to get done with Magic now on the outside. Look, I'm not going to fault him for feeling like people are talking behind your back and you want to step away from it. What I do know is we all get criticized in our jobs.
Yep.
I'm sure there have been plenty of emails sent about me and my performance here, how I'm doing. It's just sort of what happens in business. You too, John.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you have been judged, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And so for Magic Johnson, who, look, super businessman, right? I'm sure for him, when you talk, do a little bit of criticism, and maybe some of it was on the wrong side. Maybe some of it was a little bit too nasty, right? I'm sure for him, when it happens to him, no problem, step away. For the rest of us, we got to take it. It's part of where we are, you know what I'm saying? So, in the idea that after you're out, to sort of firebomb your own house in a sense, right? Mm-hmm. It's his own house in terms of the guy that's running it, that's in that general manager spot right now. Just for what he did, I'm surprised he's so excited about this right now, because he literally just tried to sabotage it, or at least while the guy that's the GM is still the GM. They've done this despite that. And again, I'm kind of rooting for the Lakers because of that, kind of in a weird way rooting for Rob Pelinka because of that. But again, he's no hero of mine, and I'm certainly not going to make the other part of this is if they get Kawhi, all the drama's gone. We're just watching, Ja and Jaren for the highlights next season and the rest of the NBA. I mean, what's left of the regular season?
Yeah.
It's just done.
Yes, there's
a part of me that's sort of rooting for Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss to get all this done.
Yes. Again, I have questions about it. If they get Kawhi, shut it down. Over. No questions asked. They may go 82-0. They may just go 82. Just go for it.
I mean, well.
Go for
again,
it. Well, okay, they won't go 82-0.
In this day of load management.
Yeah, they won't go 82. They can try to break the Warriors record. They could
go for it if they wanted to.
Yeah, and why wouldn't you want to?
Well, you'd probably do it in this first year of
exactly.
LeBron's last three, while he's healthy and all that stuff, if you wanted to shoot for it.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So you could do that.
It seems more important to young guys, and certainly doesn't seem
does.
Like something Kawhi would be worried
it does.
About.
Yeah, yeah. You're just trying to, LeBron's like, look, dude, I don't care about regular season records.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a ring.
Golden State was young back then.
They were young. They were hungry. There's no question about that. I think they deserve sort of with LeBron and AD, they deserve the odds that they have right now to win the championship.
Absolutely.
But again, I need to see who that third guy is.
Mm-hmm. Or if it's just quality depth.
Yeah, like, I, you know, if
it's, I don't think that's a bad route.
If it is, like, it depends on how quality. Like, we know if they get a third guy like a Jimmy Butler or a Kemba, the depth will not be quality. There will be almost no depth.
Correct.
You know, and I'm not counting Kuzma as a third guy either. He's not a third guy.
He's a stud,
He's
though.
A good player, but he is not a third member of the
he's
big
He's on
three.
His way to becoming possibly one of those kinds of guys.
In time.
He has potential.
In time. But we've never seen him, like, on a winning team. Well, like, he's never had that, you know.
Him being there, though, is part of the reason why I'm so convinced that if they did have to spend this money just on quality depth, with him still there, again, he averaged, what, 18, 19 points per game, and he's coming on.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a big three with him, but he's an absolute great piece to have if you have to go the depth route, and I'd still say they're the favorites to win it all. With AD, with LeBron, and with a Kuzma, who's going to obviously be a big piece of it, should they not bring a Kawhi or one of these big free agents in?
Yeah. But this is a – we are
might end up back with D'Angelo Russell. He mentioned it and it's been talked about it. It might end up back with him.
Well, we'll talk to Stephen A. Smith about what he thinks about who that third guy is or maybe should be. But we are sort of on the cusp of a very, a formative free agency,
very much so.
You know, what? Not even just what the Lakers are going to do now. I think because of the injury, it's less important because we know KD's not playing next year. But, you know, what's KD going to do? You know, what's going to happen with Kyrie?
Whole league's going to change.
You know, and then there are other guys. Like you said, like you mentioned, D'Angelo Russell, like, He's not, like, on that first tier, but he's right underneath it.
Well,
you know,
Kyrie going there, really D'Angelo going somewhere. That's the thing.
I saw him linked to Minnesota. I saw him in some report. You know, I don't know.
I give him all the credit in the world for doing something that we all – man, he got caught in national headlines. We all said immature. Look at the player that he's developed into right now, somebody that you'd want on your squad.
I agree with
Whereas
that.
There was a time where you say, do you want this in your locker room? He's cleared all that stuff. He is a future star and already is one.
And then the Grizzlies, obviously, not a whole hell of a lot they can do given sort of their situation. Jonas Valanciunas, like, what do they bring him back on if they bring him back?
I'm just hoping the Clippers are one of these strikeout teams, right, that doesn't get – maybe it's the Knicks with all that money they've got. And you'd have to imagine what they'll do is sit on it, but that they don't come at somebody like, and again, he'd be way down the list, but somebody like DeLon, somebody that strikes and they've got all this money, mm-hmm. right, and they got to go do something with it, and then they go make some offer that no other team would make to a guy that could help, mm-hmm. you know, obviously here with the Grizzlies. I hope that doesn't happen for them. I would imagine DeLon's pretty low on other teams' lists,
yes.
but that is a little bit of a concern for me because you don't want that price on him going. You got your price you want for DeLon, and you want to stay there.
Yeah, so anyway, it all starts on Sunday. So by the time we come
back. Whole league's going to change.
It is.
Over the weekend.
It really is.
When we come back,
like,
it will be all different.
No other league can say that.
Nah, not where it's like. But again, I tell you, it's almost half the leagues that's a free agent.
Yes.
And that's the part about it. So it's sort of this perfect storm that's all coming together,
like,
this weekend.
When NFL free agency begins, it is very rare.
It hits you fast, though.
It does.
Those first few ones, and that's exciting.
Yeah, but like, it's not.
It tails off after that very quickly.
There are only three or four impact guys in the NFL in a given year who would actually think about changing
and
teams.
And because there are so many guys, just fundamentally, it doesn't have the impact
exactly.
on the entire league
exactly.
like it will on Sunday when this opens up.
Yeah, like when Antonio Brown gets traded to the Raiders, you know, you obviously, you know, you understand that is going to be a huge impact move.
It's almost like it's not even a blip on the radar. You know, it's almost like you don't even see it because of where he's going and how irrelevant the Raiders will be, right?
No,
yeah, I mean,
nobody
even feels the impact here in Memphis.
No, I definitely
or
think
even
you
in,
see it.
In
no,
Oakland
yeah, I mean,
or
I,
any,
I would definitely.
Or in Pittsburgh.
I would part with you there. I definitely think you see it. You know, it's like a, you know, it's
I
like
I didn't
a,
think it was that big a deal
It's like
all.
Everybody goes outside. You remember 2 years ago when the eclipse happened in the middle mm-hmm. of our show? Everybody stops what they're doing and
right.
they notice, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what it's like when Antonio Brown gets traded to the Raiders. Like, everybody has to stop what they're doing to observe it because it is that historic.
And I imagine for you feel like you're getting Antonio at the start of his prime.
You know, I was listening to Marcus Spears the other day on Get Up, that's your favorite show, and he said there are four receivers that are who absolutely changed the game. It was DeAndre Hopkins, it was Julio Jones, I think it was Odell Beckham, and it was Antonio Brown, even at 30.
He left off Anthony Miller.
That's unfortunate.
And seven touchdowns.
That's unfortunate. Well, I mean, Antonio Brown's going to have seven touchdowns in one game this year.
Yeah, that's not happening.
I mean, he could. It's possible. You certainly don't want to rule it out, especially when Derek Carr back there slinging that thing.
And one of y'all's six wins this season.
As you know.
Good job, Antonio.
Here's the cool thing. You can even check us out as we prepare for the year on HBO. Where are you going to be?
Which I don't have.
You're going to have to find them on the Fire Stick, huh? The Bears? They're going to be on one of those, like, secret channels.
I got the Bears on DirecTV. I can watch my team full game every Sunday. Don't have to do the red zone thing.
Yeah, it's going to cost you.
Now, you hadn't needed to watch that trash, but you will want to watch now.
I got HBO, and I'm going to be watching Hard Knocks. I'm going to have a watch party for you.
I'm coming to the Raiders Hard Knocks watch party. Watch that trash.
Yeah, it's going
to
be you, me, and we're going to invite Jawa. That's what we're going to do. It's going to be me, you, and Jawa. We're going to have a watch party for Hard Knocks. How's that sound?
You're going to be pushing him out your house like I was.
Anyway, free agency starts on Sunday. It's going to be a hell of a fun time.
Next story.
Memphis Music Hall of Fame. Remember when we did this last year? Had 8-Ball and MJG in. It was a wonderful time.
Yeah, they were in
studio. Yeah, no doubt about it. Maybe this year we can get Tina Turner in here. I charge that to you, Brad.
Hey, your old producer has the hookup on that thanks to his father. He's got that Memphis Hall of Fame.
There is no question about it. We're all happy for Tina Turner. Y'all know she's from Nutbush. Did you know that, John? They call it Nutbush.
But she lives overseas now. She's like,
I mean, it's not even like she's right. Almost.
She doesn't claim Tennessee. I mean, she claims Tennessee, but she ain't living here.
It's almost like she's not. It's almost like she still performs in concert, and I guess packs them in every once. It's sort of like Cher and sort of that. It's lasted generations.
For sure.
Her popularity. Look up her, because I didn't mean to do, but you're so fast.
Her album sales?
Album sales will blow you away. Her net worth. I imagine it's way, way up there, and it's got to be.
250.
250.
Woo!
Yep.
She's been doing it a long time, man.
Well, and the royalties
The fact that this started with Ike, you know what I'm saying, all the way back then, Ike was calling the shots.
We don't talk about Ike.
Why not?
He abused her.
Yeah, we don't talk about Ike.
We know that.
Yeah, we don't. That's why we don't talk about Ike. It's all about Tina.
Well, I wasn't praising Ike. I'm saying it's amazing she got past that and became what she did. Did you see that woman getting beat up in the car?
Yes.
Love Tina Turner. My dad did, too. We had all her albums.
She's won 12 Grammys.
She is awesome.
Underrated performance at Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, which clearly you two didn't see.
Nope.
No.
You got no comment on that.
No comment.
Well, she was fantastic in it. It's one of my favorite movies with Master Blaster. And, of course, we're hoping she'll be here for the induction. She is in it along with Blues Great Charlie. I'm reading from the commercial appeal. Blues Great Charlie Musselwhite. Songwriter, producer Dan Penn, and hit-making house band The Memphis Boys. John, you like this class?
There's a couple more,
but I read off the big ones.
I love this class. It's one of my favorite classes of all time. Now,
any class headlined by Tina Turner is simply the best.
Agree there. Now, 8-Ball and MJG are not in this class. They were in last year's class.
I said that earlier.
Yeah. And I love 8-Ball and MJG, mm-hmm. So I'm partial.
I can't know. Is there a rap act in this one going in? From what I could tell, there is not. Not this year. From what I can tell, there is not.
Yes.
But again, Tina Turner, congratulations. Pride of Nutbush. Now living apparently overseas, according to Brad Carson. I'm going to let you have that one.
Switzerland.
And working worth $250 million.
I would live in Switzerland as well if I had $250 million.
Do you think she skis in Switzerland?
I don't know if she skis, but I mean, I'm sure she lives Switzerland is a beautiful place.
You know, I've always wanted to ski on the snow.
What's your favorite Tina Turner song?
Simply the best. This one right here.
Okay,
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Back
before my Deacon days, it was Private Dancer.
Okay.
She's married to a German guy named Erwin Bach, and she's got a lot more money than that $250 million, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Erwin Bach is a big-time guy?
I think the two of them together have assembled quite a mass of life and luxury, man.
Angela Bassett might have been the greatest role ever.
Yeah, no question.
Playing Tina Turner. Got pumped up for that film if you saw the biceps in it. She went above and beyond the Call of Duty to bring us Tina.
Between the two of them, I mean, she obviously is carrying the load, but Erwin, he's worth $50
million.
Yeah. Oh, he's bringing that little 50 to the table.
Yeah.
That's...
And 10, 15 years younger than her.
If you're Tina, that qualifies.
I want to be honest. Like, I would love for my wife to be the breadwinner. Like, there is nothing I would love more.
No, you wouldn't be able to handle it.
Oh, I would. I'd be like, please.
Oh, it's a good thing.
No, you wouldn't.
Please carry me. You know, please. I want to ride your coattails. That's all I want to do. Instead, she out here riding mine.
My gosh. Hit next story, Brad. Turn the music off. Next story. Before you really mess up
with
Sam here.
What a buzzkill that was.
You're already sending her to work every day with bloody shins
from that toe.
I don't know why in the world you're going to dog her on the radio right now for she's on your coattails.
We did not get a chance to
go. You're the lucky one.
I agree with that in many ways.
How dare you.
But she's lucky, too. You know, we never say that about the wives.
What are you saying?
There's a reason we don't say it.
We never say that about the wives. You know, sometimes we should say it about the wives, too. Everybody's lucky. Everybody,
boy, you on one today.
Do you agree?
Stephen A. got you feeling some kind of way, doesn't
so
he?
So you think? Seriously. Do you think Faith is lucky?
I'm the lucky one.
Thank you.
As you know,
there's the voice of reason in the room.
That's not the every voice day. Of reason.
Every day,
the voice of reason. There.
That's not the voice of reason. That's the voice of I think I have to say this.
Oh, every day. Every day. When we close out the night in my man cave, there's no other place I'd rather be than in my man cave with my wife.
That is not the question.
Smart
that
man.
That is not the question.
No.
But you get kind of what the answer is from my answer.
So Faith is not lucky to be with you then?
Bro, I'm the lucky one. What don't you get?
Okay,
don't you get that I'm the security guard for her business?
Yeah,
do you
understand that? But when you go to a casino,
that means I'm lucky.
When you go to when you go to a casino with your friend, you can't both win. You can't both be lucky.
What?
You don't have to talk about your own greatness.
Two people can't have luck?
Well, between saying luck, I'm lucky, she's lucky, is different than saying my wife is riding my coattails.
All right, maybe that was a little strong.
A little harsh.
That was a little strong. Oh,
good rough. Lord.
She, you know.
I'm trying to help you and say next door, but you just digging your hole even deeper. So, okay, if you don't want to move on, we can stay here.
No, let me.
And you won't get any dinner tonight.
Hold on, let me try. Let me try. I'm going to try what Jason does. I'm the lucky one.
Did I sound like a white William Bedford?
I'm the lucky one, baby. Is that good?
No.
That seems to work for you.
You spoken in black and miles this morning.
It works for me.
Mm. Yeah. So Sam, if you're listening, honey, I'm the lucky one. Mm. I have one more.
Next story.
Okay. Yesterday, over at the Lori Walton facility.
Yes.
The returners.
Yes.
The returners of the Memphis basketball team addressed the media mm-hmm. for the first time this summer. Tyler Harris, Isaiah Maurice, Alex Lomax, Lance Thomas. Lance Thomas apparently captivated everybody.
I told you he'd be the story.
He captivated the entire city yesterday. He said the whole country doesn't know what I can do. That's true. They don't. Nobody knows, really.
Well, they kind of told us he can shoot threes, play defense.
Yeah, but we haven't seen it.
No, we have not. And that's why I thought he would be the most intriguing, the biggest story out of there. Because, number one, you figure most of the other guys sort of going to say the same things. In most cases, let's say, in fairness to them, you're going to be asked the same questions. Hey, how do you feel with all this new talent around you? Should it be fun? You're threatened by it or whatever? And to a man, they were all, no, we're not worried about minutes. We're worried about playing our role and that kind of thing. And so Lance sort of becomes the story as a result of that, as a result of all the, what you'd expect with everyone else.
Yep.
And listen, he is sort of a key story for this team in the sense that what can you bring?
Yep.
How valuable can you be? We think, having watched the sort of relationship with Penny, how highly he speaks of him, there is real value there, both as a versatile defender, a guy maybe, John, that can defend three positions, the wing, the three, as well as the four and the five, possibly, mm-hmm. with that size and with that footwork, but also a guy who, obviously, we think behind Precious, behind James Wiseman, will provide you some better depth,
absolutely.
Clearly more talented depth than you had last season.
Yep.
Obviously, with Isaiah Maurice sort of in that role, it just bolsters what you've got. Lance may be a guy that ends up starting just because of the trust that Penny has in him. Maybe at some point you move it around and Precious is at the three and Lance is at the four. Maybe you're going like that. Who knows? But what it feels like is he's going to be a valuable piece. And to John's point, that's why it was a story yesterday, because we're just getting to sort of find out who this guy is.
Yeah. Tyler Harris, everybody kind of, he kind of said what you would expect, right? Everybody, as of right now, it's June. Nobody can be upset about, anything. I mean, it's all good right now. It's all great. The games haven't started.
People trying to make a story that the folks are talking about national championships like it's some surprise that this team would do that. Are you surprised at all they're talking, John, when
no.
the coach does it all the time?
Exactly.
That was the point I was making.
I mean, he was talking about it last year with Mike Parks. I mean, no offense to Mike Parks.
He does not run away from it. There's almost a feeling by the media, and it's because we've written these stories 1,000 times, need to rein it in, right? Don't go get the big head. Penny's never treated it that way. Penny's always talked openly about national championships. They're still clearly doing it now and doing it more credibly. Mm-hmm. You'd have to put it that way with this roster now. He wants them talking about it. He wants them thinking about it. He wants them talking because, again, if you're thinking about it and talking about it, it's a realistic thing for you. And you know what I'm saying? When you're the 100th ranked team in the country and you're talking about national championship, that's foolish. That's foolishness. Your head can get to, what are you talking about? We got things we got to prove first. This team's got things to prove, but it's got the talent to win a national championship. And I think talking about it openly, whether it's Penny, whether it's players, is probably doing yourself a service because you're going to be in the mix. You need to not run away from these things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, when we come back, lots more to come here on the show. Stephen A. Smith is going to join us. We will talk to him about the Lakers, about NBA free agency, and more. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John.
Let's go to Jason in Nutbush. Jason, you're on. What'd you think of the
Nutbush
deal?
Nutbush in the house. John should take it easy on Grayson, huh?
Oh, yeah. Let the white boy sit over there and shoot a three, you know?
Yes, sir. we will, Jason. Appreciate
that call, bro.
535-377-6535 ESPN. Let that white boy sit over there.
I love when white folks like call each other white. I mean, that is amazing.
It's the Jason and John Show. Weekdays, 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
All right, guys, the summer's here. It's time to get ready. So if you've been doing your part at the gym, you've been taking care of business, working hard, it's time to let University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little extra push. It's called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because they're going to target the trouble areas. It's a quick process, 45 minutes to an hour. You can even do it on your lunch break. It is that easy, that quick. So keep your edge at work. Look good this summer. Give them a call, 350-4858, 350-4858, or visit them on the web, UTUniversityPlasticSurgeons.com today.
I'm here again.
Oh, you sure are, Howie.
Oh, boy.
It's summertime at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
So here's the thing. It's Summer of 1,000 Engagements. What we love about it, it's our biggest celebration of the year. It's a celebration of love. We know it's about to happen. You're about to get an engagement ring. We know how special that is, and we are here for you.
And how are you going to help them pop the question, Howie?
Not only do we have great financing options, but we also have a free vacation with any purchase of $1,500 or more.
Summer of 1,000 Engagements going on now at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Four locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ziprecruiter.com/free.
At Advance Financial, we love the word any. Free money orders, any number, any amount, anytime. Western Union, send and receive any amount, anywhere, anytime. Check cashing, any amount, anytime. Free bill pay, including all local utilities, electric, water, cable, phone, anytime. Prepaid debit card, load money, anytime. And, oh yeah, get a loan, anytime. Visit one of our 24/7 locations and get the cash and anything else you need today. Advance Financial, welcome.
Advance Financial will cash any check for any amount. Money orders, payroll checks, government checks, insurance checks, out-of-town checks, and those hard-to-cash checks. Advance Financial will cash your check when no one else will. We always say yes, and no check is too big. $10,000, $20,000, $50,000. Any check, any amount. Visit one of our 24/7 locations or online at af247.com to get the cash you need today. Advance Financial. Welcome.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, he is the great Stephen A. Smith. He's a host on First Take on ESPN and also hosts the Stephen A. Smith Show, which you can hear, obviously, right here on 790 AM. He joins us now. Stephen A., what's going on, man?
How you guys doing? How's everything?
Everything good. Is good in
Got
Memphis.
Good job, Moran. Feeling pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say.
That's a good reason to feel good.
Yes, sir.
You like some John Moran, huh?
Yeah, the brother can play. There's no question about that. And listen, if you're going to give up Mike Conley, who just finished averaging 21-6 for you last season and is one of the steady professionals we've seen at the point guard spot for the last decade, and you're going to give him up, you know there's got to be this incredibly strong belief in a guy like Ja Morant. Yeah. So I'm happy for the franchise. I'm happy that you got him. You definitely need him. He's a tremendous player with an incredible upside. We'll see what he's made of.
Do you like the idea of him and sort of Jaren Jackson together? Don't know how high you are on Jaren, too. We know he's got the pedigree, had a great first year. You've been dogging us for a while saying we should be out to Seattle. We going to be okay in Memphis with Jaren and Ja, Stephen A.?
I hope so, but you're absolutely been one of those people that I've had serious questions about whether or not you guys should have an NBA franchise. But it wasn't an indictment of Memphis or
absolutely.
Its fans. It's what I've been told in terms of the kind of money the franchise is making compared to the kind of money it could make if it were elsewhere. So it was strictly business looking at, you know, what kind of profitability the franchise is generating and going from there. Every time I've been in Memphis, you got folks who know the game of basketball, mm-hmm. clearly loves the game of basketball, seems to be more of a college town than anything else in my estimation, but I don't know because I don't live there. I've never lived there. But that's what I deduced from what I was told, and I still am of the belief that if you had an opportunity to have a team in Seattle or Memphis, it should be Seattle. But that doesn't take away from what I feel about the city, its fans, and certainly the fact that you got Ja Morant, and I'm hopeful that he'll come there and put on the kind of show that will make it electric so we could be looking at the Memphis Grizzlies and recognizing the fact that although they missed the playoffs the last 2 years, this is a team that was once in the NBA Conference Finals, in the Western Conference Finals, that was a perennial playoff team led by Gasol and Mike Conley, along with Zach Randolph and others, and you would hope that you guys were able to return to that kind of form.
Brother Smith, I'm with you completely on the fact that I think this was for a long time a college town. There's no question. Even with Penny Hardaway, what he's doing right now, got the number one recruiting class in the country, everyone's excited. But I think you saw it too. It's what that core four did, the seven straight years of playoffs to where, you know, you got some people in the NBA, at least when it was at its height, saying this was the best home court advantage in the NBA. So we're hopeful, Stephen A., that we can convince you with the superstars coming in, potentially, with Ja and Jaren, that the NBA can see the value again. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know they're smart basketball fans. You know we're a basketball town. We just got to show you the value.
Well, I'm certainly not rooting against the town or the city.
Absolutely.
I'm just telling you how I feel today. In other words, as it stands today, knowing how basketball crazed the city of Seattle once was, knowing that they would love to have a basketball team again, seeing you know, what the Memphis Grizzlies have deteriorated to over the last few years
or
so. Hearing about profitability or lack thereof, I think about Seattle more than I think about Memphis. But having said that, I'm certainly not rooting against you, and I certainly won't fail to recognize if there's a turnaround that takes us. As far as I'm concerned, cities could have a franchise. I think it would be great for basketball.
Yep, I think that's absolutely right. All right, Stephen A., some news today. The Lakers now have $32 million. In cap space. They clearly are going to try to bring in another max contract guy. Who makes the most sense to you?
Well, first of all, I think to answer the question directly, I think it would be Kyrie Irving, who purportedly is going to Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless of what their differences were personality-wise, on the basketball court, Kyrie and LeBron perfectly complemented one another, and they validated it by capturing a championship. So we can't ignore that. But I will also like to say this. The Lakers don't have to go in that direction.
Right.
The Lakers could choose to go in the direction of a D'Angelo Russell, get him for a bit cheaper. He'd be at least $10 million cheaper than Kyrie, if not more. And you could use those other dollars to add additional parts to the franchise. Because if you got LeBron and you got AD and you got Kyle Kuzma as a third wheel and you were to add D'Angelo Russell to that equation, you could certainly use the extra dollars to add two or three additional players, and that might be a plus instead of adding a third superstar.
What should Danny Ainge do? You've been on him a little bit, and I sort of have too. At least he's missed some of his window. A lot of people, I figure, Boston fans figure they should have been the team that was in the finals. What are they going to do there? Do you take Kemba and you're a good team all of a sudden? What should Ainge do?
Well, first of all, when it comes to Danny Ainge, what I did was recognize the fact that he's been a quality executive in the NBA, and that's not to be ignored.
Yep.
The flip side to it, however, the fact that you got to win it. You got to usually have a superstar. I mean, I think the only team that has won devoid of a superstar, excuse me, in this millennial, has been the Detroit Pistons when they had Tayshaun Prince, your VP of Basketball Affairs. Now, when they had him, they had Chauncey, they had Rasheed Wallace, Benny Wallace, and Rip Hamilton. And so, for me, outside of that, every team that's won a championship had a bona fide superstar and future Hall of Famer on the squad. And if you're the Boston Celtics and you have supplementary parts, the Jason Tatums, Jaylen Browns of the world, Al Horford, Kyrie Irving, et cetera, at least at one time, along with a Gordon Hayward, a Terry Rozier, a Marcus Smart, you've got to find a way to parlay that into acquiring a superstar.
Yes.
And if you can't do that, it begs the question as to why that is. Now you're going to have a plethora of stars that don't want to come play in Boston. They don't want to be in Northeast, they don't want to be in that cold weather, certainly in Boston and all of this other stuff. That might be true, or it might be that he hasn't really been able to recruit since Doc Rivers has left, and even before then. Remember, when he had the big three with KG, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, the real acquisition was KG. What happened with that? One of his great, great friends and former championship teammate, Kevin McHale, who was running the Minnesota Timberwolves, gift-wrapped that pick or that deal to Danny Ainge. Outside of that, what real deal has he made? The real deal he made was hoodwinking the Brooklyn Nets and then GM Billy King into trading for Paul Pierce and KG, because Danny Ainge knew that Billy King was under pressure by the Russian owner Prokhorov to make the deal, because Prokhorov wanted to be an instant sensation in New York because he saw vulnerability on the part of the New York Knicks in Midtown Manhattan. So he said, let's get it now. Let's add KG and Paul Pierce to the mix, to the equation. Let's do something big since we're just opening up in the Barclays Center. Let's do it that way and force Billy King to make that thing, mortgaging their future with three basically first-round picks. So those are the kind of things that happen. Those are the two things that happened to Danny Ainge's benefit. Nothing else of real note he did. Brad Stevens, big-time acquisition in terms of acquiring him as a coach out of Butler, because nobody saw that coming.
Right.
And Brad Stevens was ultimately what enabled you to get Gordon Hayward to leave Utah. Mm-hmm. Now, we know Gordon Hayward had an ugly injury, but before the ugly injury, he was every bit worth the $131 million contract that Danny Ainge and the Boston Celtics signed him to. But that was because of his relationship with Brad Stevens. What has Danny Ainge done himself to make Boston an attractive landing spot for a marquee free agent? I think that's the one blemish on his career as an executive that should be asked to note and basically publicized.
I think you're right.
We are, of course, talking to Stephen A. Smith, host of First Take on ESPN. Andre Iguodala, who has a new book out, is making the rounds in the media, and he said in an interview that the Knicks aren't getting anybody, Stephen A. Will he be proven right?
It looks that way. And don't get me started on how depressed that would make me, because I'm a native New Yorker and a lifelong Knicks fan. So I'm taking Prozac for depression and all of that stuff. Well, I'm about to anyway. I'm only playing, but I do feel seriously depressed. I will tell you that we're hearing, you know, KD and Kyrie going to Brooklyn, Kemba Walker going to the Boston Celtics. If Danny Ainge, I just finished talking about Danny Ainge, but if he gets Kemba Walker to come to Boston, I think that would be a huge plus on this side, because if you want to succeed Kyrie Irving, I don't know of anybody closer in the league talent-wise in terms of mirroring the talent of Kyrie Irving better than Kemba Walker, who just finished averaging 25 a game and is willing to take about $21 million less or $20 million less from Boston rather than Charlotte. Charlotte wasn't willing to trigger a luxury tax. Kemba Walker said as a result, he wants to go someplace else. He wants to win, and he's willing to go to Boston rather than stay in Charlotte. So that's your situation there. Al Horford's going to go to Dallas in all likelihood to play with the Mavs, with Porzingis and Doncic. Mm-hmm. You know, you got all of this stuff going on. And so when you look at it from that perspective, you're the New York Knicks, you end up empty-handed with over $70 million in cap space.
Lord.
Over $70 million in cap space with absolutely nothing to show for it except potentially Boogie Cousins. And you're going to wonder why I'm depressed? There's your answer.
Exactly. Stephen, I got a sort of off-the-beaten-path question for you. You've had a couple partners on First Take now, obviously Skip and now Max. Me and my partner here are doing this show locally every day. We're going into our fourth year doing this. Would you say that you're friends with your partner? Do you think it's important to be friends with your partner? And I mean in the sense not that it's friendly, but that you see each other outside of work hours. Is there value in that to you?
Might be value in it to me. I don't know because I wouldn't classify Max and I in that category. I've got profound respect for him. I like him a great deal because he's a really, really nice guy. But we don't necessarily hang together outside of studio. But I got news for you. Skip is my brother. I mean, Skip Bayless and I are pretty damn tight, and we almost never hang out together. We almost never hung out together. Yeah. When we were on First Take together, Skip Bayless and I might have gone out three times in about 5 years. So that's just not – so I wouldn't tell you that it's necessary for on-air chemistry. One could argue that it helps, but I don't think it's necessary. I think if you're authentic and true to who you are, and there's an understanding from both parties as to who the other is, I think that's the most important thing. And the most important thing is exhibiting and displaying professional decorum and courtesy and understanding that you're both teammates and operating accordingly. I don't think it's necessary to hang out with one another or actually be friends with one another. Yeah. You just don't need to be enemies.
That makes all the sense of the world. Last thing I got to ask you, Stephen A., and I know every minute of yours is valuable, so I don't think I'll get the chance again. African Americans in the media. We talk about them on the sidelines, right? We need them more in college basketball, more head coaches in the NBA, but in the media as well. How much of it, Stephen, percentage-wise, is the opportunities, right? We've got to get the opportunities. We need those given to us. But also, we got to get us right too, right? Right? We got to be prepared. We got to be right there when that door opens. How much of it is, you know, where's the balance there, Stephen A.? How much more of it is the opportunities got to be there, but we got to be prepared to take them as well?
Well, I don't disagree with you. I just think that's not telling the full story. I think the full story is the absence of diversity in executive positions.
Absolutely.
The fact of the matter is, you know, you can have on-air talent, but the reality of the situation is, you know, you know, people pick, you know, African Americans and minorities to come on the air, and it's always this impression, this interpretation, and it's like a diamond in the rough or something that you know what it's a rarity. When in fact there are a plethora of minorities, both on the male and female side,
killing
that
it.
Can do this job
yes.
and do this job exceptionally well. But the opportunities accorded to us don't necessarily exist compared to our counterparts from white America. That's
Absolutely.
The reality of the situation. You know, you get an opportunity, you don't make the most of it. What kind of chance do you get to redeem yourself and make the most of a second opportunity? Whereas you see others, they constantly get second and third and fourth opportunities. They constantly resurface. Those kind of things do transpire.
Yep.
And when that transpires, it can be very disheartening because you see that the room, you know, for errors, for mistakes are limited compared to what it is for your contemporaries and counterparts. And that's a challenge for a lot of African Americans in particular to settle for. You got to remember, you got to go on the air. You got to have a level head.
Yep.
You got to be disciplined
Can't
and focused.
Off.
And what's the number one thing that can distract you from being those things? You know what it is? Stress.
Absolutely.
Stress. It's one of the major, major killers in our community. Well, what stresses us? The mere thought of unfairness, and we didn't even get to the reality of it all.
Yeah.
So definitely is a challenge, but it also helps that when you get that opportunity, you're prepared enough where you're considered pretty damn good at what you do, so it can inspire executives in decision-making positions to open the doors, not just for others in terms of on-air talent, but to also assist in giving black executive, minority executives an opportunity. And if you're black and you're an on-air talent, you should perform just as diligently,
Absolutely.
If not more so, for those who are minorities that are in decision-making positions as you would for white individuals that are in those positions.
Hey, Stephen A., man, this
was
great.
Very much appreciate this,
sir. We appreciate the time, man.
Thank you,
brother. Thanks so much.
Thank y'all. Appreciate y'all having me.
Yes, sir. He is Stephen A. Smith, host of First Take, obviously host of the Stephen A. Smith Show. Interesting stuff from him, as always.
Much like we've said in the sports world, right, where African-American, you've got to have more African-American owners, right, because they're the ones that are going to do the hiring. And what do we say? You're going to hire, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing when it comes to media. You've got to have those executives that are willing to make those hires. It's all. We're all trying to get there, you know what I'm saying? But the point is, how do we do that? Well, it's the same thing as in sports. You got to have more of those folks making the decision, the hirings, and that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
He was great to join us.
Yeah.
Great kid, Brad.
I always appreciate Stephen A.'s time. All right, we'll come back. Jason and John on ETR and FM, ESPN.
Talking to Mark Few, Gonzaga head coach. He spent the past 2 years helping develop Brandon Clark into a first-round draft pick. What exactly makes him so efficient and impactful on a basketball court?
He's got a great motor. He gives you great effort out on the floor. He has as quick a jump as I've ever seen, and he's got one B, Zion. Got 1A.
Right.
And so to watch those two go at it was a battle of titans over there in Maui.
It's the Gary Parish Show, weekdays from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Frontier Western Store's world famous boot showroom is waiting for you. With aisles and aisles of boots in one easy spot, you will find your next favorite pair at Frontier. Everyone loves Ariat boots, and Frontier has over 1,000 pair in that brand alone. Come grab a pair of rugged work boots like the Work Hog, or discover an everyday classic in Ariat's Rambler. Tons of other brands as well: Rocky, Dan Post, Red Wing, Durango, Justin, Twisted X, and many more. Frontier constantly restocks and refreshes their lineup of boots, so you're certain to walk out of the store happy in your new comfortable footwear. They have a wide assortment of sizes available for men, women, and children. Work, dress, or play, Frontier's knowledgeable staff will cheerfully help you find the perfect fit. It's boots galore at Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road, Olive Branch, or on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated, you know it, since 1967.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
It's finally here. The warm months, weekends filled with cookouts and pool parties. If you're like me, Gary Parish, you're going to be at lots of cookouts and pool parties. And by at them, I mean hosting them. And if you want to sip a drink while you're on the grill or just hanging out, you should grab a bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka. New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. And as you surely know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry, and check this out. New Amsterdam now also has a gluten-free vodka, so if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Saturday, July 13th, Duncan Williams Investment Bankers presents the Doobie Brothers live at the Garden. Don't miss this fantastic summer show at the Memphis Botanic Garden. We're talking about China Road. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. For more info, visit liveatthegarden.com. Also presented by FedEx, True Green, Infinity of Memphis, Regions Bank, Radiance, Pro Show, Mahaffey, and PDR.
It's Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale, and we're celebrating with our free event. Get free bed accessories like a free adjustable bed base, 2 free memory foam pillows, and a free mattress protector when you take home your new bed for just $7.99. That's a value of over $850, absolutely free. And on top of that, you can save up to $400 on the best mattress brands store-wide. Hurry in, your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
It's a summer of 1,000 engagements at Robert Irwin Jewelers, Howie, and you're my jeweler. We designed my engagement ring together. Explain why.
Well, because I'm obsessed with diamonds. I made sure you got a bigger and brighter diamond than you could elsewhere. And the reason is I don't have to pay any designer premiums like you do at some of the big box stores and then have to pass that designer premium on to you. Instead, we took that money and we put it towards a bigger and brighter diamond. That's what I believe in. And that's what you're going to get at Robert Irwin Jewelers for a bigger, brighter diamond. Head to one of four convenient locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Live Love Memphis group is who you should go with if you are looking to buy or sell in Memphis. Like Lewis, we're friends with Lewis on Facebook. Lewis hit us up and he told us, listen, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I don't know if I want to sell my home. Is it time? Like, what do I have to do? He got the Live Love Memphis team and he decided he was going to sell his home. They listed it on a Monday. It was under contract for list price on the Tuesday. And listen, what more could you want than that?
You and Lewis getting close. Is he coming to the poker night yet? I hope he is.
Yes.
Listen, be like Lewis. Be like me. Get your home sold. Usually happens quick with the folks at Live Love. That's how they operate. Got mine done in 6 days. I got full asking. That's a big-time thing because I never thought I'd be able to sell the house. Jennifer Carstensen and her team came in and said, Jason, you're wrong. Just hand it over to us. You can check them out over at livelovememphis.com. The phone number is 901-685-6000. Again, the person to call is Jennifer Carstensen. That number again, 685-6000. They're going to get that home sold for you. The Live Love Memphis group, they're at livelovememphis.com.
All right, listen, so over the last few months, it's been noticeable over there on the Memphis Twitter account, on the Memphis Instagram account for Memphis basketball. The level has been raised. There is no question about it. With the number one recruiting class, you are getting number one recruiting class type of coverage over there on those Twitter and Instagram accounts. And people have asked, they've said, who is responsible? Who is the person behind the pictures and the videos and the content? We didn't know. We didn't have any idea, but we did some digging and we found out. We found out exactly who it is, who the man responsible for the social media over there at U of M is. And he's in studio. His name is Derek Malloy, and he is here right now. Derek, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. First off, I just want to say my first day in Memphis at the office, my other buddy, old grad assistant, Grant Glendening, was listening to the show, and we didn't speak much at all. And he was just sitting there listening to the show. First thing I said to him was like, hey, man, what are you listening to? He's like, oh, this is Jason and John. How do you not know Jason and John? I'm like, I'm not from here. He's like, man, this is the show everyone listens to. It's the best one ever. So
Since then, I mean,
he did come on here and blow us away. Yeah, smart man.
He's starting the segment off right now.
I'm humbled.
He's a pro at this. Okay, so before we get to the social media, who the hell are you? like, who are you?
Where'd you come from?
I'm from Rhode Island. I did my undergrad at UNLV in Las Vegas.
Oh, what?
You know Brad loves that.
He's a total UNLV clown. Like, he loves UNLV so much.
I went to graduate school at UNLV.
You're now his favorite person.
You have quickly become his favorite person.
This is my favorite person.
So, yeah.
So you did undergrad. Were you working in basketball? Like, what was the deal at UNLV?
Yeah, in high school. I started working in basketball in high school. Instead of playing, I kind of took on off the court stuff. I started doing scouting reports and stuff for like New England Recruiting Report home, and did some videos, like highlight videos of the top players, and kind of became connected around hoops through that.
Highlight videos. Yeah, who were the guys that would have been in your area in New England that you were doing highlight videos for?
Donovan Mitchell. When he was like 14, I started recording him. So that was one of my first big ones, Donovan, from back in the day, when before he really blew up.
So. Right. So you discovered Donovan Mitchell.
It's close. It's real close.
Really?
I'm definitely one of the first guys to promote him big time. So yeah.
Okay, and then you're doing the UNLV thing, and then when did you graduate from UNLV? And I guess really, how did you get to Memphis?
Well, Mike's older brother Ryan coached at UNLV, so as soon as I graduated from there, Ryan told Mike that he had to bring me on over here. So then Mike brought it to Penny, and Coach Hardaway brought me in, and then last year's my first year.
What's it been like? Tell us about the team. Tell us about getting to know them. Tell us about what you think about Memphis. What's this role been like for you?
It's been great. The people in Memphis are really, really good people. Like, everyone I've met here, there's no one I don't like in Memphis, which you don't
You don't have to say that if you don't, you know, realize just because you're on the show.
I love people in Memphis. The city's a little slow for me because I was in the city for my for college, but
I mean, you were in Vegas.
Yeah, so it's a little slow. It's a little
he's
slow.
Keeping it real, so now we're all on check. Now you're
absolutely.
Right. We can take that.
The people are awesome. I love the people.
Yeah, so just so everybody is clear, the guy who runs the Memphis basketball Twitter and Instagram accounts discovered Donovan Mitchell. Like, that is actually, like that's big time, man. Like, you're not just a social media geek. Like, you've been in basketball for quite some time.
Yeah, but I also didn't think he'd be as good as he became.
So. Oh, okay. So you are, okay, so he's not going to take full credit for it.
No, but I did. I was scoring him pretty.
Anybody, have you discovered, Kyrie Irving, anybody else, have you discovered that we should know about?
No.
Okay, so that's just.
I mean, there's a few names, but no big names. No one as big as Donovan.
What's it like being, in terms of, you've got all the access that we all want, right? You're seeing what we all want to see. How cool. It seems like Penny's been cool with you in terms of – and that staff's just been like, hey, man, whatever you want to do, put it out. What's sort of been their approach? Because that's it seems like it's genius because we all can't see it, and you guys are putting it out, and you've become your own little media system, man.
Yeah, so I had a conversation with Coach when I first got here, and he's like, what do you want to do in basketball? I was like, I want to be a coach for sure. That's what I want to do now. That's what I always wanted to do. So I want to be a coach when I grow up. And then he said kind of like, well, whatever I see from you, I'm going to let you do it. Like, he says the same thing to the players. Like, if you do this and that, I'm going to let you do it on the court. If you're really good at this, I'm going to let you rock out. And that's
freedom.
Like, exactly right.
Yeah, so, he kind of empowered you. Like,
so
do
once
your
he
thing.
Saw my strengths, he was like, man, I want you doing this. Do it to your best ability and let's ride, pretty much.
And But you're not like, well, your title is not social media manager with the Memphis Tigers.
No, and I want to be a coach. It's the social media stuff's the easiest thing in the world. Like, no other coach in the country can you just look at his feet, take a picture of his feet, and it suddenly go viral. There's no other coach that.
It's true.
Everyone wants to see everything that Coach Hardaway is doing all the time.
100%.
Maybe two other coaches in the country, like Coach K and Coach Cal, you could probably say, like, are big figures like that. But
no doubt.
Yeah, for Coach Hardaway, everyone wants to see what's going on, so it's like the easiest job in the world.
And I don't sense, and maybe not, and maybe it's this is everywhere. I don't sense there's any guys in there in terms of players on the team that wouldn't want to be on. Right in this day and age, where social media, everybody's got their own accounts anyway. Is there anybody in there that's like, no, man, don't put me on there? Imagine all these kids these days want to have their stuff out there.
Yeah, they love it, and their accounts are actually way bigger than the team's accounts. Still, like Boogie's got hundreds of thousands of followers.
I saw that
James and all them. So it's more like, I'm gonna take a picture of you. And then once I take the picture, I'm going to show you the picture. If you say yes, we can put it out there type thing. Because their image is actually bigger than the page image right now. So we kind of just almost riding off their followers as well.
So like they have to approve the picture before you put it out.
Yeah.
They have to make sure you look good in it. You know, you look pretty in it. Exactly. So have you had a guy tell you don't put that out there because I don't look good in it?
I do a pretty job of filtering.
You have to bring the best ones
in and out.
You got to use a filter. Okay.
Have you wanted to put some out, or maybe it's a workout or something where Penny said, nah, that one's a little bit too in-house? Or is it so much freedom and anything you want really had an idea about or shot that he's pretty cool with?
Yeah, I've got a pretty good eye for it. When I was at UNLV, I actually started the account there. So it was like that was like my practice round basically at my last school. I started the whole account there. And then when I got here, I was like, Coach, we need to start promoting everything a lot more. For everyone in the country to see, and he's like, "Let's do it."
So, and people
you
love
stepped it. It up, clearly.
People like
you
eat
did.
It up.
Yeah, it's easy.
Like you could, like you put, like the honestly, like the ones that stick out to me. I'm assuming that you were the one who posted the videos of Mike and Penny in practice, like playing,
lighting it up.
Like that was like that. Like that is like nowhere else can you see stuff like
nowhere
that.
Else in the country. Is another coaching staff and get on the court and just light it up on the team. So.
Yeah, and then,
I think they got better when
you mean
they
Marvin
added
Menzies wasn't lighting it up for you.
I think they got better too when they added Cody because he's not rolling around like Sam was last year. Yeah. No, just with the age factor, right?
That's
Cody
three,
can
yes,
do more things.
Sure,
he can hit the outside shot.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Cody, Mike, Penny, like 3-on-3 with the damn coaching staff because I'm assuming Mad.
Is there another coaching staff to give him a run? You know college basketball well. There's no one close.
No, because Mike's so fresh out the league. Cody's so young, and Coach Hardaway, he's still got the IQ like above all, like. Highest IQ ever in basketball.
Yeah.
So he can make any pass anywhere, and it's going to be a bucket right after that.
No doubt. All right, we got Derek Malloy in studio. He is a graduate assistant over at the University of Memphis basketball program. He is basically responsible for social media, the revival of the Memphis basketball social media on Twitter and on Instagram. Let's talk about Instagram for a minute because that's obviously where there has been a noticeable change. If you go to the Memphis basketball Instagram account, you will see that it's done in a very particular way. There are rows. There are like rows of images. There's like one row might be weights. One row might be Penny's shoes. One row might be, you know, basketball. why did you do it that way? Do you know what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm asking? Like, it's like every row is kind of its own thing.
Yeah, I do it that way just so when new people come upon it, because like right now the page gets like 40,000 new views a week just from random people all over. So I, as soon as people come on it, I want them to like just kind of scroll through and get a quick summary of everything before going picture by picture. And that way I can just, I like to post a lot on there because I like to give people a daily reminder, like, this is what's going on here.
Right.
Keep everything fresh in everyone's mind, because, like, right now, we're the hottest team in the country.
Yeah.
And the only way to stay hot is to keep the fire going and nonstop posts of everything going on.
Yeah.
What's it been like there in terms of the competition level? We asked Penny about it, what he thought it would be, and he said he's probably going to be legendary. What's that sort of heat and that competition look like on the inside?
Yeah, it's legendary. Everyone's bought in, so, like, every single time you show up to practice, it's fun. It's just fun to be there because... like, I'm almost just a fan taking pictures, like, for myself. Like, any fan would go in there and start taking
any
pictures.
Basketball,
so I'm just,
fan
like, a fan
around
in
that.
There taking pictures of everything. Like, man, this is sick.
And it was, like, what was it, downtown today? Tom Lee today?
Yeah, Tom Lee. Yeah. Coach Darby does a really good job. A
lot of sand. Guys, yeah. A lot of sand workouts that you've been put. I mean, that's, like, that's even that. You know, does it amaze you? You know, you've been in a few different basketball spots. But does it amaze you that in June, right, which we're still 4 or 5 months away from the actual season starting, that there is this appetite for Memphis basketball, like, year-round?
No, Memphis is, like, far and beyond the most basketball-crazed city I've ever been part of. Like, everywhere you go, it's about the time.
Tell Stephen A. Smith that, yeah.
Everywhere you go, it's way better than Seattle.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they can have a pro team, too. They don't have to not
tell
have
me
one.
To go back to something you touched on earlier.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.